This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Thursday that the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework has made substantial progress.
We signed the first-of-its-kind supply chain agreement to help identify supply chain bottlenecks before they become the kind of disruptions we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Biden also announced the group is launching a critical minerals dialogue with the objective of strengthening supply chains and promoting the creation of clean energy jobs. The UN's top court is expected to rule on Friday on a long-running clash between Armenia and Azerbaijan over the disputed territory of Nagorno-Karabakh, which Baku seized in September. Armenia has dragged Azerbaijan before the International Court of Justice, hoping judges will force Baku to stop displacing ethnic Armenians from the territory and facilitate the return of anyone who wishes to come home. In Gaza, the Israeli military said it found the body of one of the hostages abducted by Hamas, a 65-year-old woman, a cancer patient, whose husband was killed in the October 7th Hamas attack. Her body, they say, was found in a building adjacent to Shifa Hospital, where the IDF said it also found assault rifles and rocket-propelled grenades. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. EU Council President Charles Michel met with European leaders in Zagreb, talking about the bloc's enlargement.
We know that the enlargement, the prospect of the enlargement is very important because we know that the EU will be safer and more prosperous with those countries.
This is VOA News. More pandas may be coming to the United States from China. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Last week, three giant pandas left the National Zoo here in Washington.
This is a hard morning.
It was rough on zoo director Brandy Smith, and Chinese President Xi Jinping says he knows it was hard for many Americans to say goodbye, calling pandas envoys of friendship between the two nations. In a speech after yesterday's summit with President Biden, Xi appeared to suggest China will send more pandas, most likely to San Diego. There are now just four pandas left in the U.S. in Atlanta. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's Red Cup Day at Starbucks. That means in addition to getting a free reusable holiday cup, it has now become tradition for thousands of Starbucks workers to walk off the job. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Just like they did on last year's Red Cup Day.
Union buses got too far.
Give us all the hand apart.
Thousands of workers at some 200 Starbucks locations are planning to walk off the job to demand that more stores be unionized and more staffers are scheduled on busy days like Red Cup Day. A barista in Oklahoma City, Neha Kremen, says workers are already overwhelmed and says understaffing hurts the workers and also creates an unpleasant experience for customers. Starbucks is downplaying any impact from the walkouts, which started Wednesday. More than 360 of its approximately 10,000 stores are unionized. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The House Ethics Committee issued a scathing report on Thursday, saying it has amassed overwhelming evidence of lawbreaking by Republican Representative George Santos of New York, and that they have sent that information to the Justice Department, concluding flatly that he cannot be trusted after a months-long investigation into his conduct. A Russian court has convicted an artist and musician for replacing supermarket price tags with anti-war slogans, sentencing her to 7 years in prison. 33-year-old Sasha Skochilikenko has been held since April 2022 on charges of spreading false information about the military. She was arrested a month after Russia adopted a law effectively criminalizing any public expression about the war in Ukraine that deviates from the Kremlin's official line. Check out our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.